2 Chronicles chapter 18. Now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance, and joined in peace with Ahab. And after certain years he went down to Ahab to Samaria. And Ahab killed sheep and oxen for him in abundance, and for the people that he had with him, and persuaded him to go up with him to Ramoth-Gilead. And Ahab king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat king of Judah, "Will you go with me to Ramoth-Gilead?" And he answered him, "I am as you are, and my people is your people, and we will be with you in the war." And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, "I ask you to inquire, at the word of the Lord, Jehovah, today." Therefore the king of Israel gathered together of prophets 400 men, and said to them, "Shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear?" And they said, "Go up, because God will deliver it into the king's hand." But Jehoshaphat said, "Is there not here a prophet of the Lord, Jehovah, besides these, that we might inquire of him?" And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "There is yet one man, by whom we may inquire of the Lord, Jehovah, but I hate him, because he never prophesied good to me, but always evil, the same as Micaiah the son of Imlah." And Jehoshaphat said, "Do not let the king say so." And the king of Israel called for one of his officers, and said, "Fetch quickly Micaiah the son of Imlah." And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat king of Judah each sat on his throne, clothed in their robes, and they sat in an empty place at the entrance of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets prophesied before them. And Zedekiah the son of Chenana had made him horns of iron, and said, "This is what the Lord, Jehovah, says. With these you shall push Syria until they are consumed." And all the prophets prophesied so, saying, "Go up to Ramoth-Gilead, and prosper, because the Lord, Jehovah, shall deliver it into the hand of the king." And the messenger who went to call Micaiah spoke to him, saying, "Indeed, the words of the prophets declare good to the king with one assent. I urge you to let your word, therefore, be like one of theirs, and you also speak good." And Micaiah said, "As the Lord, Jehovah, lives, even what my God says, that I will speak." And when he had come to the king said to him, "Micaiah, shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear?" And he said, "Go up, and prosper, and they shall be delivered into your hand." And the king said to him, "How many times shall I command you that you say nothing but the truth to me in the name of the Lord, Jehovah?" Then he said, "I saw all Israel scattered upon the mountains, as sheep that have no shepherd, and the Lord, Jehovah, said, 'These have no master. Let them return therefore every man to his house in peace.'" And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "Did I not tell you that he would not prophesy good towards me, but evil?" Again he, Micaiah, said, "Therefore hear the word of the Lord, Jehovah. I saw the Lord, Jehovah, sitting upon his throne, and all the host, army, multitude of heaven standing on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord, Jehovah, said, 'Who will entice Ahab king of Israel, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead?' And one spoke saying after this manner, and another saying after that manner. Then there came out a spirit, and stood before the Lord, Jehovah, and said, 'I will entice him.' And the Lord, Jehovah, said to him, 'How?' And he said, 'I will go out, and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets.' And the Lord, Jehovah, said, 'You shall entice him, and you shall also prevail. Go out, and do even so. Now therefore, indeed, the Lord, Jehovah, has put a lying spirit in the mouths of these your prophets, and the Lord, Jehovah, has spoken evil against you.'" Then Zedekiah the son of Chenana came near, and struck Micaiah upon the cheek, and said, "Which way did the spirit of the Lord, Jehovah, go from me to speak to you?" And Micaiah said, "Indeed, you shall see on that day when you shall go into an inner chamber to hide yourself." Then the king of Israel said, "Take Micaiah, and carry him back to Aman the governor of the city, and to Joash the king's son. And say, 'This is what the king says. Put this fellow in the prison, and feed him with bread of affliction and with water of affliction, until I return in peace.'" And Micaiah said, "If you certainly return in peace, then the Lord, Jehovah, has not spoken by me. And he said, "Listen, all you people." So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat the king of Judah went up to Ramoth-Gilead. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "I will disguise myself, and will go to the battle, but you put on your robes." So the king of Israel disguised himself, and they went to the battle. Now the king of Syria had commanded the captains of the chariots that were with him, saying, "Do not fight with small or great, except only with the king of Israel." And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, "It is the king of Israel." Therefore they encircled him to fight. But Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord, Jehovah, helped him, and God moved them to depart from him. Because it came to pass, that, when the captains of the chariots perceived that it was not the king of Israel, they turned back again from pursuing him. And a certain man drew a bow at a venture, and struck the king of Israel between the joints of the harness. Therefore he said to his chariot man, "Turn your hand, that you may carry me out of the army, because I am wounded." And the battle increased that day. However, the king of Israel propped himself up in his chariot against the Syrians until the evening. And about the time of the sun going down, he died.